In the first reading today, we hear St. Paul speaking about the fact that the apostles had been made a spectacle to the world and that they are fools for Christ. And so we have to ask ourselves, is it foolish to believe in Christ? Because after all, we hear in the last line of the gospel that where your heart is, that's where your treasure is, that's also where your heart is going to be. And so if your heart is on Christ, is that stupid? Is that foolish? The world would say so. Why would you believe in something like that? You might as well believe in the great pumpkin. Or if one thing is okay to believe in, then anything is okay to believe in. How can you be so stupid? So we need to look at that and ask ourselves, is it in fact reasonable to have faith in Jesus Christ? First of all, we start with the sacred scriptures. God told us what was going to happen, and it did. Now people can say, oh, the scriptures, they're just a bunch of stories and so on. Well, what's fascinating, of course, if you've been paying attention over the last number of years, is every time they come around to say that there's something about scripture that's not true, the archaeologists find something and they put their tail between their legs and say, yeah, that's what it says in the Bible. Imagine that. It's what it says in the Bible. Because the Bible is the truth. It's the Word of God. And in fact, at this time, there has not been one single thing in Scripture that has been refuted by science. Not one. There are thousands of them that science has upheld. Not one has been proven untrue. Now, when it comes to Christ, we don't have scientific knowledge. We cannot prove that Jesus is God. There's no way you can scientifically prove it. You don't have to. Because again, all we have to do is look at the sacred scriptures. And we have the promises of God of what he's going to do. And we have the 300 specific prophecies from the Old Testament that tell us what to look for in the Messiah. So anyone who wants to claim to be the Messiah, there are very exact and explicit things that must be fulfilled. And if they're not, that person's not the Messiah. Well, there are lots of people who have maintained that they thought that they might be the Messiah. Obviously, they were not, but we even read in the Acts of the Apostles about that. Different people that they thought were the Messiah, maybe they gathered 300-400 people around them, and then they died and the whole thing was disbanded because it was some charlatan, some megalomaniac that thought he was something that he wasn't. Then we can look at our Lord. We look at the Gospels and he tells us exactly who he is. He says that he is the Messiah. He says that he is God. So again, we can look at that and say, okay, is he insane? Is he a liar? Or is he telling us the truth? That's where, again, we look back to the Old Testament and we say, no, everything follows exactly as he said. Now we have also the apostles who maintained their faith in Jesus, and then, of course, they weren't so sure when it came time for the crucifixion and the resurrection, even though the Lord had told them that was coming. And we see the fear and we see the struggle that they had. And then the Holy Spirit is poured out upon them, and we see a 180-degree shift, that these men are willing now to die, who just weeks before were locking themselves in a room because of fear. We see the gospel message that has gone out to all the world and has brought about the martyrs and the great saints who have put their faith in Christ and lived it. We have lots of different proofs, if you want to look at it that way. Once again, there can't be a scientific proof per se, but we have lots of things that I guess we could say science can't explain in any way, shape, or form how these things keep happening, because science won't be able to. One of the things that even this argument of, well, you know, I believe in science, so does God. He invented it. You know, this idea that somehow faith and science are in opposition is completely wrong. But if you want to look at science, there are lots of things that people believe that they call science that is pure faith. There is no scientific proof for various things that they believe. None. But yet they want to say this is science. No, it's not. It's faith. Isn't it interesting? The very ones who want to condemn our faith and say it's foolish will put faith in some clown who's going to stand up in front of a classroom and tell them that this is science, and it's a lie, because it's not science. It's a theory. Yes, there are scientific things, and there are some things that are not. So there is no opposition here. But once again, the more that science tries to look into the various points of the faith, the things that they can actually quantify and look at, the more they have to keep coming back to the fact that this is all true. So no, there is no foolishness in not believing in Jesus. In fact, it'd be utter foolishness not to. Because when you look at the promises that he made, you look at all the evidence that is there, look at the Old Testament, look at the New Testament, look at the 2,000 years of saints that we have, look at all the various miracles, look at all the different things that have occurred. To be able to look at this and say, it's foolishness to live a life of faith in Jesus Christ, and therefore to live a life that is moral, and to put one's faith on eternal life, somehow that's foolish. But to say that I don't believe in Jesus, therefore I can live an immoral life and I can prepare myself for eternal condemnation, somehow that's not foolish. We've got it all upside down and backwards. If that's the way the world wants to look at it, then praise God, we're a bunch of fools. I'd rather be a fool for Christ and live for eternity with him than to thought to be wise in the ways of the world and wind up in hell. Now, there is no foolishness in believing in Jesus, because this isn't just some pie-in-the-sky idea. There's plenty to be able to look at to be able to demonstrate why it's reasonable to believe in him. But just simply look at the promises, and you recognize that to not believe is the ultimate in foolishness.